Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Einstein Cosmos, How Albert Einstein's Vision Transformed Our Understanding of Space and Time is a popular science book by theoretical physicist Michio Kaku. First published in 2004 as part of the Great Discovery series, the book combines intellectual biography with accessible explanations of physics, focusing on how Albert Einstein changed scientific ideas about motion, light, gravity, space, time, and energy. Kaku presents Einstein not only as a historical figure, but also as a thinker whose work reorganized the basic assumptions of modern science. The book is written for general readers rather than specialists, so it emphasizes conceptual clarity over mathematical detail. Its purpose is to show why special relativity, general relativity, and the search for a unified theory remain central to physics. By linking episodes from Einstein, life with the ideas that emerge from them, Kaku explains how one scientific vision reshaped cosmology and influenced later attempts to understand the universe as a coherent physical system. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, relativity as a replacement for fixed space and universal time. A central topic of the book is the shift from Newtonian assumptions to the relativistic view of space and time. Before Einstein, space and time were commonly treated as separate, stable backgrounds within which physical events occurred. Kaku explains that special relativity overturned this framework by showing that measurements of time, length, and simultaneity depend on the motion of the observer. This was not a minor adjustment to older physics, but a redefinition of what physical measurement means. The constant speed of light becomes the organizing principle, forcing a new understanding of clocks, rulers, and causality. Kaku emphasizes the conceptual consequences rather than deriving equations in technical form. The reader sees why ordinary experience is misleading at extreme speeds, and why the universe cannot be understood by intuition alone. This topic is important because it frames Einstein as someone who did not simply solve isolated problems. He replaced the background assumptions that made earlier physics appear self-evident, thereby creating a new language for modern cosmology and high-energy physics. Secondly, physical imagination as a method for discovering hidden principles. Kaku gives sustained attention to the way Einstein used thought experiments and visual reasoning. Rather than presenting scientific discovery as a sequence of laboratory measurements alone, the book shows how Einstein asked simple but radical questions about light, motion, and observation. The famous idea of imagining what it would be like to travel alongside a beam of light illustrates this method. Such thought experiments were not casual fantasies. They tested whether accepted concepts were internally consistent when pushed to their limits. Kaku uses this aspect of Einstein's work to clarify why abstract reasoning can be productive in physics when it is disciplined by known empirical facts. The importance of this topic lies in its explanation of scientific creativity. Einstein did not begin by adding complexity. He stripped problems down to basic principles, such as the equivalence of inertial frames or the constancy of light speed, and then followed the consequences. Kaku therefore portrays imagination as a rigorous tool, not a substitute for evidence. This helps general readers understand how theoretical physics can make progress before direct experimental confirmation is available. Thirdly, mass energy equivalence and the wider meaning of E=mc2, the book treats E=mc2 as more than a famous formula. Kaku explains it as a statement about the deep relation between mass and energy, showing that matter is not a permanently separate category from energetic processes. This idea emerged from special relativity and altered the scientific understanding of stars, radiation, nuclear reactions, and the physical structure of matter. Kaku is careful to connect the equation to broader physics rather than reducing it to its later technological associations. Its significance is that it reveals hidden energy within mass and helps explain phenomena that classical mechanics could not adequately describe. In the context of the book, the equation also demonstrates how a compact theoretical result can have consequences far beyond its original setting. It links the behavior of moving bodies to the energy source of stars and to 20th century nuclear science. Kaku uses this topic to show the reach of Einstein reasoning. A change in the concept of space and time also changed the concept of matter itself, making the equation a bridge between relativity, astrophysics, and modern energy physics. Fourthly, general relativity and gravity as the geometry of space-time. Another major focus is general relativity, where Einstein extended his earlier insights from uniform motion to gravity and acceleration. Kaku explains that Einstein moved beyond the Newtonian picture of gravity as a force acting across space. In general relativity, massive objects affect the geometry of space-time, and the motion of planets, light, and bodies follows from that curved geometry. This conceptual shift is one of the book's most important explanations because it shows how gravity became inseparable from the structure of the universe itself. Kaku presents the equivalence between acceleration and gravity as a key insight, helping readers see why a falling object and an observer in empty space can reveal something fundamental about physical law. The theory also opened the way to modern cosmology, including the study of black holes, expanding space, gravitational lensing, and the large-scale behavior of the universe. The book uses general relativity to demonstrate that Einstein's achievement was not limited to correcting earlier equations. He changed the meaning of gravity from an invisible pull into a property of space-time. Lastly, the unified field theory as an unfinished scientific program. Kaku places significant emphasis on Einstein's later search for a unified field theory, an effort to bring the forces of nature under a single coherent framework. This part of the book is important because it prevents Einstein from being presented only as a figure of completed triumphs. Kaku shows that Einstein spent much of his later career trying to extend the geometric elegance of general relativity to other forces, especially electromagnetism. Although this project did not succeed in the form Einstein pursued, it anticipated a central ambition of modern theoretical physics, the search for deeper unity behind apparently separate interactions. Kaku, as a physicist associated with work on string theory, is especially interested in this continuity between Einstein's dream and later attempts at unification. The topic also introduces a useful limitation. Great physical insight does not guarantee immediate success, and scientific programs can be fruitful even when their original form fails. Einstein's late work becomes a way to discuss the open problems of physics, including the tension between relativity and quantum theory, and the continuing search for a theory of everything. In conclusion, Einstein Cosmos is best suited for readers who want a conceptually clear introduction to Einstein's scientific legacy without beginning with equations or advanced textbooks. It will benefit general science readers, students approaching relativity for the first time, and anyone interested in how a single set of ideas can alter an entire discipline. The practical value of the book is intellectual rather than technical. It helps readers understand what is meant by relative time, curved space-time, mass-energy equivalence. Asteriastein to Altimai and unification in physics. Its explanations can make later reading in cosmology, quantum theory, or the history of science easier because it establishes the conceptual foundations behind many modern debates. Compared with more formal introductions to relativity, Kaku book stands out for combining biography, historical context, and scientific explanation in a compact format. Compared with fuller Einstein biographies, it gives more attention to the internal logic of the physics and less to exhaustive personal detail. Its distinctiveness lies in presenting Einstein as a visionary architect of modern physical reality, while also showing the unfinished nature of his program. The result is a readable bridge between biography and popular theoretical physics, especially valuable for readers who want to understand why Einstein ideas still organize much of contemporary cosmology. If you would like to support Michio Kaku, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.